you need to look back at actually what happened previously, because obviously the Sandinistas were out of power in opposition from the time of the elections in 1990 to 2007. Yeah. So there's kind of a whole series of neoliberal governments who had a pretty much a kind of Thatcherite agenda of cutting back dramatically on public expenditure. There's a lot of privatization that happened over that period. There was kind of semi-privatized education and healthcare that happened as well. There's kind of a bit of a mishmash of ill thought through policies that went on. But also, I think what happened during that period was that there were a lot of NGOs that were set up to fill the hole in terms of implementation of social policies. And some of them were Sandinistas who'd also lost their jobs as a result of the cuts in public expenditure, and other people who, as with the NGOs, they're a whole kind of mishmash of NGOs funded from different sources. So the NGO sector had actually occupied a lot of space and actually had considerable power, but obviously what had happened was very, very fragmented development going on, with some wonderful NGO in one part of the country kind of doing excellent work, but in another part of the country with no NGOs functioning at all, they suffered complete neglect. So I think what the Sandinista government did when they returned to power was to argue, these areas, these spaces, and poverty reduction is the responsibility of the state. So there are there's a whole history of conflicts between the Sandinista government and NGOs, which actually feeds into some of what's happening at the moment. So what have they achieved? I think the other thing to just put things in terms of putting things in context. Nicaragua is still the second poorest country in the Americas after Haiti. It's obviously got a kind of lamentable history of U.S. intervention, direct and indirect. And kind of very weak economy designed to service the interests of the North and kind of all that implies. So I think without kind of acknowledging that background, it's quite problematic for people when they're presenting stuff about the current situation in the media.